Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. High Standard of the Gospel Ministry. Basel, Switzerland, March 1, 1887. Previously unpublished. I cannot sleep this morning past 3 o'clock, and I have some things upon my mind that I would present to you. I am confident that we do not elevate the standard of the gospel ministry as we should. The Lord has spoken to me. There are many who are ready to teach the truth. They have a theory of the truth, but the truth itself has not become a part of them, and its sanctifying power has not been brought into their life. They have not the weight, the burden, upon them. The history of Paul is one of peculiar interest and force. He was thoroughly converted. He felt a strong solicitude for the souls of his own countrymen, the Jews, and he prayed most earnestly for their salvation, while he showed unremitting zeal and untiring fidelity to win souls to the gospel of Christ. He labored in their synagogues, in places of public resort, in season, out of season, in public and private, whether they would hear or whether they would forbear. He declares that he fails not, night or day, with tears, to warn them of their peril and the sure judgments of God if they continued in their unbelief. Acts 20, verse 31. His soul was moved with tenderness of love for their souls. This is the spirit that every minister should possess. If their own hearts are saved or sanctified through the truth which they claim to believe, they will, whether in the ministry or as laymen in the church, if converted, at once commence to labor for the salvation of souls. If there is not this fruit attending their conversion, then they are deceived, and need not flatter themselves that they are fit for heaven. There is manifested by some greater love of souls than by others, according to their faith and their unselfish character.